Here's former NFL GM, writer with The Athletic, and our TSN NFL analyst, Michael Lombardi, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. What's up, Michael?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're good.
Yeah, we're doing very well. Just, you know, hardcore sports talk up here. Trying to keep things on the rails as much as possible.
I can understand that. I mean, you got to do it, right? It's not an easy job.
Well, I mean, sadly, we keep talking about Antonio Brown, and now this new bombshell of a story that was released last night. He's being accused of rape and multiple sexual assaults with a former trainer. He is vehemently denying it. He's fighting, which he has the right to fight, for his own innocence. Bill Belichick, not surprisingly, had nothing to say about it today. How do you see this playing out down in New England?
You know, I think it's got to be a due process thing. I mean, obviously, the charges are serious. They're something that's really they're concerning. But then he also, as you mentioned, he's allowed to have his day to where he's can defend himself. And so I think that's what's going to go back and forth. I think the league office is going to do their due diligence and find out exactly what was going on between these two parties. It's not a criminal charge, it's a civil charge, which doesn't mean it's not serious. It just means that there's not a criminal case involved. In the Tyreek Hill case, that was a child custody situation, and they had to look into that deeply before they could make a ruling, and that took almost 10 weeks before they made a ruling. So I anticipate there'll be a heavy investigation into these charges.
No one was aware of this? Not the Patriots? Not...
Oh, I think I don't know if the Patriots were aware of it. I believe that Rosenhaus and Antonio Brown had to know that the potential of being in civil court was coming. I mean, obviously.
So would the Patriots be pissed that they were not made aware of this, or would that be something that should even be discussed? Or
you would definitely think you would want to have some kind of conversation with it. I'm sure, you know, you want to get to the bottom of it, especially the Patriots, which, you know, have been very much about, you know, making sure that they understand that what the situation is and how they proceed. So, yeah, you have to be concerned about it. I mean, obviously, he's violently defending himself. He already had a press release written last night by his attorney that didn't, you know, as soon as she filed, he had a press release. So I think this has become, it was anticipated by sure.
Yeah, Rosenhaus made that pretty clear, that they were bracing themselves for this. I'm not surprised that the agent wouldn't bring it up with a team that was going to hand over that kind of money if they were hoping that it didn't come to the forefront. But now we're dealing with this this reality, and Bill Belichick, again, spoke with the media today, and he was all about, we're moving on to Miami.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to be a distraction this week, because I think everyone expects them to roll into Miami and lay a beating on them, but if Brown ends up playing, what kind of production would you expect out of Antonio Brown in week one for him of this season?
Well, I think he's a dynamic player. I mean, there's the person and the player, right? So we've got to go back and look at two things. I mean, I'm talking about the player here. You know, here's where people have to understand, and I said this on my podcast, the GM Shuffle, which is out. This is on Monday morning and Thursdays, but I talked about it on that, and what I said was, look, Brady is very good at throwing the ball in the middle of the field, and he needs three players to attack the middle of the field. He had Gronk last year, he had Edelman, and he had James White. When he has a combination of three players, he's dynamic and inside the part of the field. He's not a guy who wants to make a living throwing the ball outside. Now with Antonio Brown, what people have to say, if Antonio Brown is able to play and all these charges are proved that he's innocent and he's allowed to continue his NFL career, then that gives them, he replaces Gronk, not as a tight end for a tight end, but as an inside playmaker to go along with Edelman, James White, and Sonny Michel. So I expect huge things from him. He's a really smart player. He understands how to play. He's an extremely talented player. I mean, we know his talent, you know, so the player has no real limitations. I mean, one of the reasons the Patriots are in love with him was because in 2015, to kick off the season on a Thursday night game in Foxborough, Brown was doubled damn near every play. He had 11 targets, 9 catches for 133 yards and a touchdown. That's fairly impressive for a guy who was doubled on almost every play.
With Michael Lombardi, our NFL analyst and former NFL executive and writer with The Athletic, of the teams that lost, 16 teams lost in week one, which one were you most impressed with?
I thought Denver played better than the score. I thought Denver had a chance to tie that game up. I don't, and they didn't play their A game. When you don't get production from Von Miller or Bradley Chubb, and you still have a chance to win the game, a kid dropped the ball in the end zone. You know, I thought they did. I thought Detroit, you know, Detroit played really good for 50 minutes. They just died in the fourth quarter. They were exhausted. And, you know, they gave up 193 yards in the fourth quarter and then overtime. I think that was really a big issue. And I think that those two teams, to me, played better. I thought Indy played better than their score indicated. Yeah. They had to go to overtime. You know, they ran the ball effectively. You know, Jacoby Brissett was 21 for 27. You know, he threw the ball down the field. He was 9 of 14 on third down, 7 of 13 on third down, which was really good. They continued their third down pace. So, you know, I think we tend to overreact in week one, partly because, you know, we look at the scores. But then I don't think you can underreact either. There were some teams that just weren't very impressive.
Well, and that's where Cleveland, I think, obviously comes into play. They were talking all offseason, and to be fair to them, there were a lot of people on the outside focused on them and talking about them. Odell Beckham Jr., it's Watchgate week. Everyone's talking about him wearing the watch. Is it the end of the world that he wears a $190,000 watch? Of course not. But I think
Why do you got to wear?
Do you have to have the attention on you?
Exactly.
Like, at some point, stop.
And then complain about it. He's complaining. Yeah, why does everyone care about me? Because you're wearing a $200,000 watch.
You wore it. You're part of the distraction. You know, you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. He's part of the problem. I mean, he averaged 10 yards a catch. Their offensive line couldn't really block anybody. It was a struggle. I you know, to me, this is exactly what I wrote about for The Athletic. I've talked about it on my podcast. You've got to get good before you get great. It's funny. I write this thing for, it's called The Daily Coach Every Day, and it's for coaches all throughout the country to read something every morning. And today we talked about, today it was writing about don't be the distraction. Like, don't think you're the distraction, because that's what happens most of the time. Guys are just, you know, they think they're bigger than the program. Nobody's bigger than the program. The name on the front of the jersey will always be bigger than the name on the back.
Do you think the Browns can beat the Jets on Monday night?
I think it'll be a hard game. Here's why. I think Greg Williams will blitz, and I think he'll understand. There's two games this week that are kind of be telltale games. The Denver game with Chicago, Vic Fangio against Mitchell Trubisky, knows him really well, will understand how to attack him. And then I think you'll find Greg Williams, how does he want to attack Baker Mayfield? How does he rush Baker Mayfield? What does he have in store for Baker Mayfield? They watched him practice every single day.
You have a score in mind?
Yeah, well, you're asking me for, you know, like, I don't like either game to play, to be honest with you. You know, if you want to pin me on a game to play, I really like Pittsburgh as a game to play. I think Pittsburgh will bounce back this weekend, and here's why. I think when you really break down the numbers of Pittsburgh and you look at their team, and you realize that Pete Carroll is 14-0 in the month of September as a coach. But this is a big but. He's 3-13 in the month of September on the road. And the last time he won was last year in Arizona. Before that, he was on an 8-game losing streak. I really like Pittsburgh to bounce back this week.
Well, I'm sure you heard Deion Sanders say recently that he thinks Roethlisberger is going to retire by the end of the season. He looked like he was retired on the sideline on Sunday night.
Well, I think that Patriot team's a really good team. I think that defensive part of the Patriots is really good, and I think they're hard to play.
Well, I don't know about. I'm not going to say he's going to retire after one bad game. I mean,
yeah, but, I mean, like, you know, retire? Heck, he just redid his contract. How is he going to retire? Why is he going to retire?
But they always have expectations down there in Pittsburgh, right? Doesn't matter who leaves.
Absolutely. Look, the two teams. The Patriots have now won 75 games over the last 5 years. The next closest competition of the Pittsburgh Steelers at 57. They've lapped the field. So the Steelers are not that bad of a football team.
We'll see. Great stuff, Michael. Always appreciate
Thanks,
the insight.
Guys.
We'll do it again next week.
Bye-bye.
There's Michael Lombardi, our NFL analyst and former NFL GM, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Maple Toyota takes away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing service history, lien history, and accident history. Find out more at MapleToyota.com. Sounded like he's on the Jets on Monday night.